Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Hi. My name is Patricia. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My name is Patricia Felder Cato. On April, I believe it was 23rd, I answered a survey for Home Depot. And as a reward, I was to receive a vacuum cleaner, and all I had to do was pay shipping. And the shipping was $5. I put my information in, and it wouldn't go through. And I found out this because the CVS code on the back was wrong. Well, when I changed the CVS code, as soon as I looked up, it timed enough to see that the price had changed from $5 to $59.84. I tried to call my card. And they told me it had gone through, and I had to wait a couple of days for it to stop pending and then try. Well, turned out that it went from that Home Depot place to you guys. And they told me it was a bait and switch.
Okay.
So I got a problem with it. And they told me to talk to you guys.
No problem.
They told me to talk to you guys before I, before they got involved. And not only was it $59.84 for that, it turned out to be a recurring thing. So I need to talk to somebody about this because I didn't agree to pay $59.84 for anything. I don't even know what you guys do.
To assist you with that. Sorry, can I start off by getting your zip code?
36105.
Okay, thank you for that. Can you repeat your name again, ma'am?
Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Felder Cato, F as in Frank, E-L-D-E-R, hyphen, capital C-A-T-O.
Thank you. And can you verify your shipping address, please, for security purposes?
3597 Southmont, S-O-U-T-H-M-O-N-T Drive, Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. So the reason that happened is because, so you did enter the sweepstakes for the Dyson vacuum cleaner, and you said the shipping would have been $5 that is said on the screen. So that the $5 you paid was to enter the sweepstakes for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. Okay, and then it'll explain in the terms and conditions that once you then pay the sweepstakes, well, before you pay the $5, it'll explain that you will also be enrolled in the Bytub app on a monthly subscription. And so that charger.
And what?
It's Bytub. It's a meal planning app. Would be on your phone. And that's the charge you're seeing, and that's what that charge is for.
Okay. I didn't apply to no meal planning app.
Yes, ma'am. So
and I didn't see anything on there about a meal planning app. It simply said that I was answering a survey for Home Depot, and that's what I did. And as a reward for that, I was going to get a gift. And they gave me a list of gifts to pick from. And all I had to do was pay shipping and handling. Now, I didn't see any minute terms or conditions because I would have read those had I seen that. I didn't see that.
Yes, ma'am. So for legal reasons, it has to be terms and conditions. But since you haven't got a chance to use that app, if you wanted to use it, I can get that rate down to $20 for you.
I don't want to use it, ma'am. I don't want to use it. I would not have signed up for $59.84 for an app that I didn't need or want. I am on a fixed income. I would not have signed up for something like that. And besides, I have health conditions that I would not have done something like that without talking to my doctor first.
Okay, so I do have your account canceled today. You will receive no further charges. Are you ready for that cancellation number, ma'am?
Let me grab a pen. Now, what am I to get? What about the $59.84 for something that I didn't sign up for?
Okay, so because you did sign up for the Dyson vacuum cleaner, and it does state in the terms and conditions, the last charge that tried to go through was May 28th. But that decline and the one before that was April 27th. So So because that's out of our 30-day threshold, I'm not able to refund that to you.
Bam, I contacted y'all right away. You did not return me. I called y'all right away. Not called, but I emailed. I've got the emails. That happened on the 23rd. I contacted y'all by the support center on the 25th. I contacted you on the 1st of May. I have contacted you every 3 days since. I've got the emails to prove it.
Okay,
and
so
y'all did not respond.
Okay, so we're the call center. But with the email, if you emailed them and asked to cancel, they should have sent you an email back with the phone number that should have been sent out to you.
Ma'am, I've got the emails and I did not receive a response to any of the emails.
Okay, so you received this number from your bank?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I ask? Okay. So
when I told them today, they said, okay, this is the number we got because we don't do anything until you have exhausted everything. And they said, this is what we've got. So now you call them one more time. If you don't get any response today, we will get involved.
Yes, ma'am. So give me 1 second. Okay, so as a customer courtesy, since you said you have been emailing, I don't know why they didn't give you a phone number, because that's it should go through the system that way. But as for your refund, I can issue you the refund for $59.89 minus $5 for the setup fee. So it'll be $54.89.
Okay. All right. What's that confirmation number, please?
Okay, can you give me 1 second, and I'll get this refund issued out to you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am, so I have issued you that refund. It'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. And I'm sorry that you didn't receive an email back. I'll try to check on that for you after this phone call. Okay. So
okay.
That number is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
920. 784.
784. Yes, ma'am. 644.
644.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. And thank you for giving us a call today, ma'am.
You have a blessed one.
You too.